Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
All right, Bob, are you ready to pull us? Let's go get Jason. I mean, I hope his colonoscopy went well.
I hope so, too, but we're going to get this full good.
Yeah, we got this good.
I don't think he's going to feel very good.
Nah, well, not after he finds out that Lancaster's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, hold
on. Yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you feeling, bro? How you feeling?
Well, I feel a little violated, but I feel pretty good, man.
That's good.
It's really nice to see you guys.
How was your colonoscopy?
Well, it was good. It felt a little like his finger was a little big, but then they put me out, so I don't remember the rest.
I hope you're healthy. Did you say you're healthy?
I don't. We'll find out in a week.
There is an overwhelming abundance of leprechauns. I repeat, there is leprechauns attacking everybody in the Southern California area. Please find cover, grab a pitchfork, hide your lucky charms. There are leprechauns everywhere.
Can we go see them?
Jason, no! They're everywhere!
I know, I want to see them!
No. They're like the movie The Leprechaun.
Are they on the 14 freeway?
You have to hide my lucky charms.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yes.
It's a tall man.
But we need to go to Costco and get more.
Jason, Costco. We can only bring your goldfish or your boa constrictor. Which one do we bring?
I'll bring the goldfish. I hate that boa constrictor. One time he strangled me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's it safer that way.
Yeah, he wanted my lucky charms.
Here, hold this twig. This is a leprechaun deflecting twig. Here, just shake it at him. It's magical. It's magically delicious.
Where are they?
They're everywhere,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit, there's one.
They're everywhere.
Do we? Does it make a noise? Do I have to make the noise? Stick broke.
Hold this bowl. I'm going to pour you some Lucky Charms. Here's some milk. Eat these.
That'll attract them, though.
Don't spill it.
Oh, God. Take the bowl.
Hi, we played a joke on you.
There's not.
That's my homie Wee Man dressed up like a leprechaun. Hey, Wee Man.
I know. Oh, there's not.
You sound like Cheech and Chong.
Wow, man. I wish there was leprechauns.
Got
man.
You good, bro.
What kind of weed do they give you in that place, man?
The doctor smoked some weed out there. Man.
Damn.
Hey, you finger.
That was the opposite of horribly awkward. That was horribly awesome.
Yeah. On point.
Dude.
You're going to be in a movie.
Thanks, guys. I have a new title for my podcast. Horribly Awesome.
Yeah, there you
You're
go.
Welcome.
I like that.
We got your back.
Nice. You do need to change it.
Yep. Let's roll into this podcast, fellas and woman.
Yeah. Hey, Norman. Give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. So horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward. Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward, episode 33. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass awesome guest handpicked by me and delivered to your ear holes. And today I got three of them. Yes, three awesome guests. Thanks for listening and or downloading. You can click like and share it if you feel the urge. Word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. I have a voicemail, so drop me a message about anything that you want. 510-600-3475. I would love to hear it, and I would love to play it on the show. If you want to type me out a message the old-fashioned way, you can at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, from Southern California. I got three hosts, three of them that won't shut up. I think they're on some kind of drugs. I got three of them from one of the most professional sounding podcasts out there. And I promise you, this is not just me, you know, virtually blowing them over Skype. I think their podcast is really fantastic. I've talked about it and recommended it for the last couple of weeks. And hopefully you guys will go and listen to it and find out for yourselves. But I am talking about Jason, Mindy, and Bob from Three Is Comedy. Put your hands together!
Hey!
Yeah. What up, what up?
What's up, brother?
What's up? Going on?
What's up, man? You guys, like, you guys are real. I'm seeing your faces.
Yeah, it's real. Real life. Real life. Yes.
Pinch yourself in like the left testicle.
No. You know what they need for Skype? Is they need, like, they need a camera that you can put, like, I could tape it to your face. That way I'm looking into your eyes. Like, we can make eye contact.
Oh, God.
That would be deep.
God. Well, let's all just look at the center of the screen right now.
It's kind of the same. It's kind of the same.
It's kind of, I feel like uncomfortable. Like, stop looking.
Yeah, we're watching you, brother.
Yeah, we got you, man.
How you guys doing, man? I mean, seriously. You guys are awesome.
Great, man.
Yeah, doing
great. How are you doing?
Amazing.
I love your guys' show. You guys have like three unique personalities, and it goes so well together. You know,
Thank you.
Bob's got his own thing going. Bob's like that. he's definitely got his own thing going. And then Jason's like, you know, the confidence host and the little guy. Mindy. Honestly, when I sent you a message, and I was telling you that I love when you read stuff, and I guess you took it as I was being a dick because then you went to bash my show and talking about video games and my reading. I suck at reading.
That was good.
I'm so sorry.
That was good.
The truth is, I really love when you read stuff. Here's why. This is why. You guys would be like, that's an odd way. Because when you're reading stuff, it transports me back to a time in my life when things were easier. It transports me back to middle school. And you're like, what?
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 Hey. That's
hey,
good.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Let's deep. Okay.
My mom used to give me rides to school in middle school, and it was like, you know, at least three miles from my house, but she'd always have the morning radio on. There would be the girl reading the weather or the news that morning, and you sound a lot like her. And every time I hear you read stuff, I feel like I'm actually listening to morning radio, which is so fascinating.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. A great compliment.
That's what you aim for.
You know, I only said that because I read like shit.
So do I. I'm the worst. I seriously will start reading a sentence, and then my brain starts thinking about something I really enjoy, and then
the ADD kicks in.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Yes, Bob. I am the worst. But seriously, when you read stuff, it transports me back to that time where before I had to worry about work. All I had to worry about was showing up for school and like sort of doing my homework, you know. And
yeah,
right.
The carefree days.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that.
And we also thought you were very funny.
Oh yeah, no, you're
well,
hilarious.
We listened to the
dude.
Food segment part. And
oh yeah,
yes.
That's where it started for us. We were cracking up.
Yeah, yeah, it was good, man.
Could relate.
We dig it. I mean, Minnie and I listen to your podcast. I dig it. I dig what you do.
Thank you.
We like getting in a car and just turning on a podcast and go.
Yeah, Bob's the only one.
I don't listen to any podcast. So I'm just on a podcast. I don't listen to them.
Bob's like, I don't even know what a podcast is. I thought we'd just hang out for
I just show up. I didn't even know we were recording until like last week. So
yeah. How do you do that thing? What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing.
Just chit-chatting and shit.
That's what I want to hear, guys. I want to hear that you have no idea what the hell you're doing.
Oh, well that's they nice. Don't. They
I have
don't.
No clue. No clue.
Bob and Mindy don't know what they're doing.
But, no clue. Yeah.
But I know how to make them sound great.
Yeah.
So.
It's all him.
But you asked about the editing, and we don't. Our show is virtually live. Yeah. The only thing that, and even the music's played live. Little trade secret that we use. We have an iPad, and it's got the rundown of the list of songs and all the sound effects and everything that we're using. The sound effects are live. I don't take those out, but I use my iPad, and I'll play the music live. So we literally could run live if we wanted to. But then later on, in the editing and post, I'll put the actual better-sounding stereo MP3 or wave version of the song into the podcast so that it sounds a little bit better. But we do all of that live. It's rare that I cut anything out. So yeah, it's basically a live show. We could run our show live. We do it like that.
Eventually.
Dude, you guys deserve like actual. I mean, obviously, if you were on morning radio, FM or something, you'd have to be slightly, you know,
cleaner.
I really like cussing. I really like talking about balls and dick samples.
Yeah,
We could keep it clean.
We can do anything if we're getting paid.
But then you wouldn't have my cool story.
That's true.
Yeah, you wouldn't get some of the cool stories that Mindy shared.
That's true.
But it is kind of fun to do edited versions of stories like that.
Edited versions?
Yeah.
Like stories like that.
Like the Cuban man whipped his junk out. You could say that.
Yeah, but no. No.
It doesn't flow right, does it?
It just won't work that way.
No.
It'll be different.
But it's awesome. It's really like the way you guys bring in. I was wondering about that because it sounds so complicated. I don't know. I just do mine all like this and I'll go and edit in everything later.
Yeah, we do it on the spot. It's easier for me.
And we don't know what we're each other's bringing either. So
yeah, we don't. It's a mystery.
That also gives it that element of interest.
Surprise.
I think.
And truthfully, when I pick my stuff, even I read like maybe the first few sentences and I go, oh, that'll be fun.
So you don't
and
even
then,
know what you're
So I'm even surprised
reading.
Sometimes.
Nice.
When I'm doing my own. But yeah, it really is live. The only thing we would have to do if we did convert to doing it live was we'd have to put mute buttons on our mics because we talk while the song's playing and stuff like that.
Let's just not talk.
Or just not talk, but that's no fun. But
like, that's an option too, man.
But if you get up to go to the bathroom, you know, you'll hear all that stuff. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But I have a feeling you're gonna have something like that happen for you guys. I don't know why. I'm really impressed with it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There's a lot of podcasts out, you know, that just like, you know, it's, you could tell there's not edited very much. It's not leveled. You guys' show like sounds really, really crisp, clear. I mean the all the songs and stuff. It's professional as fuck, guys. Seriously, it is.
That means a ton, man. And we do get the compliment morning radio. Now there's a reason for that. It's an obvious reason. Mindy and I love morning radio. I was a huge. I don't know if you got Mark and Brian in Fresno or not. I was a huge fan of a local show. I think they were syndicated too, but Mark and Brian was a big show for me. I listened to it every morning. So I am influenced. That's my brand of comedy. That's the kind of comedy I like to bring. That's why I like doing the jingles and all the stupid shit.
Dude, I love it. I love it. All the songs. You guys make up your own little songs.
Those songs are on point.
Yeah.
Those songs are really good.
Yeah, so it's a good blend because Bob doesn't listen to podcasts, and he's a stand-up comedian, so his brand of – and he's an improver, really. He's good at throwing quips out there and – I don't know.
And he listens.
I listen.
He listens to every little thing.
He does.
I got to.
Bob sounds like he wants to make very, very clear that he does not listen to podcasts. As if it's like some terrible, terrible, dirty thing that you guys are doing. And he's like,
he's just different.
A music guy. Yeah, he just likes music, man. He's just different from Mindy and I. I like hearing the human voice. That's just me. I've always been that way. I do like music. I play music, but I like the human voice. That's my thing.
Yeah, but there's like those. There is podcasts that stand out when you listen to Three's Comedy. And I've said this on my show a few times because I've promoted you guys' show because I really do like it. I was like, I hate promoting their show because you guys may go and never come back to Horribly Awkward.
You never forget your roots. You stay humble.
No. And look, we're not like way far away from where you're at.
It's even weird to even talk about this for me. Like, I just don't even think of it in that way. It's just weird. We just have fun.
Yeah, we really do. It's a blast, dude. I mean, it keeps us. It fills me up. I mean, I love doing it. You know, we do three in one day, and we all just hang out and have some dinner and drink some beer, and we just
make a celebration.
Record three podcasts, man.
I make the dinner.
She makes the dinner.
That's true.
I don't make no damn dinner.
And I just show up.
I just make her sound good.
Yes. Bob just wants. Yeah, he just wants to let you know that. He just shows up and eats and has a fun time.
Just saying.
Anything you'd really like to say, Bob? How do you really feel about these guys? Do you feel like a third wheel? I mean, they're married, and you're just the other guy. Doesn't that just get to you?
They got their thing. I mean, not really a third wheel, but we all bring our own thing. It's fun. It's good times.
Yeah. Yeah, no, dude, Bob is the homie. He's like probably one of our best friends, and it's weird when you get into relationships, working relationships with people that friendship can change, but we do our best not to make that happen. You know, because I've been in bands and it's deteriorated from the inside out because mm-hmm. of the friendships, the relationships have broken down. But with Three is Comedy, I mean, of course, you know that Mindy and I probably maybe even an hour before had an argument before we come onto the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
We're married.
Half the time during the show, you had to have an argument. What are you talking about before the show?
Yeah, sometimes right before because I'm like, Mindy, what? You know, I'm kind of a podcast dad.
I just give him a look.
Yeah. I'll be bitching her out right before the podcast.
All the time.
He's caught in the middle.
I am.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Awesome. Oh, you guys bring him in like, who's right? Am I right or she right?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes. And Bob's all,
I'm staying out of it, man. I'm staying out of it.
But we, you know, we get over it quick. Trust me, I've been around married couples that do not handle it like we do. We do get over it. We move on.
You have to.
But I've been, like, I remember one time I worked at this feed store and this couple, dude, they would have blowouts in the store, with customers in the store, and I'm like, oh my god, dude,
That's annoying, right? We just bicker.
Wait. Minnie and I just bicker a little bit.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you need bickering. That keeps that keeps everything fresh and healthy. You know, you can't just be like, I agree with everything. Don't you agree? Yeah, I agree with everything.
Yeah.
One thing though about Bob is these two have been friends. Over a decade. And
it's been a while.
Out of all of Jason's friends, he's been there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just Bob.
Shows up.
He's like one of those happy-go-lucky guys. It's like whatever goes.
Yeah.
Let's go with the flow. Get in where you fit in, man. I'm so confused on how I feel about Bob right now. It's like, he doesn't give a shit about anything. He just shows up.
He's just going to say it. I give a shit. I give a lot of shits.
You're tripping, bro.
Or you give no shits.
Yeah, sometimes he even gives a shit here at the house.
That is true.
Mid-podcast. One time he mid-shitted in the podcast.
I did.
We didn't know whether he was coming back or not.
5 minutes later, we're like, Bob, song ended, bro.
I actually left.
It's time to come out.
That's what he told you guys. You guys are probably bickering. He's like, I gotta go. I need a bathroom break.
Yeah. That's exactly. I had to clear my mind.
I need to play some Candy Crush right now. I got that fix. I need it.
No other way, man.
That's awesome. What made you guys? I'm curious. Like, 'cause you guys do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows, the three podcasts a week, which nobody I can think of does it. Maybe Joe Rogan. He puts out a lot of podcasts, but he doesn't do like a scheduled podcast. It's kind of whenever. But like, what made you guys want to do it that way? I think that's really interesting.
You want me to answer it?
It's all you.
Yeah, it's all
yeah
you,
I guess
really.
It was me. So, it was my decision. But no, we were doing one a week. We started out with one a week. You know, and then you just try to...
We were doing longer, remember?
We were doing... Yeah, well, first we were doing one a week at an hour and a half. Then we did two a week at an hour and a half per podcast. So we were already doing that amount of time. And so we figured, why not shorten them to an hour... And then we'll just do three, and we'll release three a week. And the reason why three a week is very simply just to be different than the other, and to be closer to what, you know, like, and I hate to keep using the term because we don't try to be exactly like a morning show. We love the podcasting, freedom of podcasting is huge for us, being able to go where we want. That's why it's still a podcast.
Well, I'm just speaking for myself, but when I listen to other podcasts, I can't listen to more than an hour at a time.
Yeah,
so,
that's part of it as well. So an hour shortening it, maybe more people will listen, but also to be unique and do three a week where most people in the podcast world are doing one a week. So and to try to get closer to, you know, being a part of people's commute more days a week. So
That's awesome. So so it's kind of like you guys are specifically targeting like the working man or the
average.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I think. And you know, the thing about having a target is having a target makes it easier to hit the target. Because a lot of people, they'll go into something and they don't really know what direction they're going in. They just start. Well, we have a direction. And so for us, it makes it a little easier. We have a target that we want to reach and we reach it. And so we are, as far as the market's concerned, you know, the listeners base out there, we are looking for listeners that are similar to us, maybe more like Mindy and I, really, because Bob doesn't listen to podcasts. But you know,
don't be like me.
Listening to that morning show that kicks off the day, makes you happy. You know, you listen to it on your commute, or me, I get to listen to them at work a lot of times. So does Mindy.
Yeah, me too.
On walks. So yeah, we're creating a podcast that we would listen to. That's really as simple as it is. We're creating a podcast that we would enjoy listening to.
That's awesome. And it stands out as you could tell you guys put your time and thought into it. It's not just, let's just record us talking for once a week and hope people are going to listen. Like, I can see the people who listen to your show, they want to come back because you guys are definitely providing the entertainment. You're providing it. Like I said, it sounds very professional.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys talk that. Very clearly. I do not. I stumble a lot.
I can understand every word you say, probably because I'm from California. You got a Californian kind of a... How long you been in California?
My whole life. So 36 years, man.
36 That's years. What's up. Holy shit.
I grew up in San Jose, Santa Clara, the way until I was like 21. And then I moved to Fresno because my mom... She moved with their job, and it's really hard. You know, you guys obviously know, being in California, to live in the Bay Area or the L.A. area is like impossible unless you are making like a lot of money. It's just not worth it.
That's so why true. We don't live there.
We live in the outskirts.
Yep. So it's like it's where I've just been here. I deal with the freaking hot. It sucks. I know everyone hates
sounds like us.
Oh, how hot does it get for you guys in the summer?
Hundreds.
Yeah. It's a high desert, so we get
the cold and the
we
heat.
We get really cold in the winter, and then in the
106,
summer.
106, probably.
Yeah, that's about our average all summer.
Damn.
God. I've been to Fresno.
Like, I've been there.
Yeah, isn't that where you took the drumming?
No, that was in Fullerton. Folsom? Folsom.
Oh, yeah. Folsom, that's right.
Folsom County.
Yeah, I took a drum camp in Folsom, but I played a gig in Fresno once. Yeah.
there you go. Once. You've been there once.
Is that what they call it? Gig, huh?
Yeah, I played a gig there. I was a little scared when I got off the freeway, I must admit. Not that, you know, I've been some scary places here in Southern California too, but I was like, are we? You know, not going to a town and then getting off on a kind of a shady street. You're like,
I don't know about this.
You got all this expensive equipment. You're like,
Yeah, theft is big around here. I think at one point, Fresno, I think, was rated like number one in the U.S. for GTA, for Grand Theft Autos.
Hey.
Wow. Good for Fresno, man.
Dude, I used to hang out with people when I was running amok and I was young, a little bit younger, and I had no guidance in life and I didn't give a damn and I just did what I wanted when I wanted whenever I wanted. I hung out with some real sketchy people and they would have like cars. They would call them their cars, but they were just cars they jacked and they were parking in front of their apartments and using it like it was their car for as long as they could till somebody spotted it.
Wow.
Then your friends went missing.
None of those people were friends. I honestly, this like, you know, it's just I hung around with a lot of people who did a lot of weird stuff. And I was actually in a car one time and we were driving. I was like, whose car is this? And they're like, they told me they stole. I was like, get me the fuck out, like right now. Like, wiping my fingerprints off the doors. And I'm like, out, get me out. I don't, why would you do that? Why would you ever have someone in a car with you then tell them that it was stolen? Like, get me out.
Yeah. That's just wrong.
Yeah, no. Nope.
That is wrong.
Pick you up on the way to the club. Let's go, dude.
Let's go, dude. I was like, wow, you got a nice Bentley. Like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, I got it like that, dude.
I like. Dude, I'm so excited right now. I'm so excited. I want to hear some raps. Let's go. Raps, go. He's like,
he's a rapper. That's not me. That's this
Jason.
Guy.
Jason hates rap, but he loves to rap. Doesn't make sense, right? But it's true.
I don't hate rap. I like rap.
You
I
hate rap.
I hate Kanye.
Yeah.
I hate Kanye
West.
He
doesn't like Kanye.
I hate Kanye West.
Dude, Kanye, have you ever heard that one album, Heartbreaks and 808s?
That's a good album.
That's a beautiful album.
Right? See? He's got my back.
See, now you like Bob.
See, yeah. Bob loves Kanye. Bob's seen Kanye at the Hollywood Bowl.
I did. He performed that whole 808s and Heartbreaks, the whole album. It was a good show.
Dude, that would be so... I like Kanye. I don't like Kanye as a person.
But as a musician, he's on point. As a person, he can kiss my ass.
Wait. Musician, bro?
Rapper, whatever the hell you want.
There you go. Because musician, he uses Pro Tools, man. That ain't no musician.
All right, rapper, as a rapper.
See what you started?
Yeah, but he got in a car accident. His whole face was wired up, and he used to just...
And he still made a song about it with his face wired up.
Yeah, and he's like talking like this to his chief. Like, yeah, bro. I like it, man. I think he's changed a lot, and he got sucked up in the whole lifestyle. And Kanye somehow comes up in every podcast. So,
hey, you know what? Like you said, he's doing something. I think, did you say that before? He's doing something right? No, was it you?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, it's like he's doing something right because he comes talking
up in
about
every
him.
Conversation. Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Love or hate the Kardashians, if you're talking about them all the time, how much you hate, they're doing something right.
Exactly.
They're not doing something. We're not doing it right, apparently. We're not coming up in every conversation.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe
not yet.
Maybe I need to get some ass implants or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm all for that. Let's do it live on the show right now.
That's horrible.
That's a great, that'd be
my
a great segment.
Freaking ass.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ass implants.
Who needs a booster seat?
No.
Nobody.
Make that ass roll like a 20 foe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make it roll like a 20 foe. Have you seen that? There's a video with a girl who has ass implants, like the silicone. Have you seen it? And it flips over upside down.
Oh, I think Minnie saw that.
Oh, I did it. I just did
it. We did a segment on that. Yeah, Minnie did.
That's just wrong.
Where you get injections that are wrong, they go wrong.
Yeah.
So they explode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
And one of them was banging a girl from behind,
yep,
right?
That's the one I did.
And he flattened out her ass implants. and she called the cops, right?
Yeah, she had him arrested.
Yeah, she had him arrested. So don't flatten.
Well, it wasn't because of that, though.
Don't flatten a bitch's
did
he
do
ass
something?
Implants.
Well,
oh, no, he wouldn't stop when she said
that. Oh, yeah. That's what he was arrested for.
That's important.
Like, he was not arrested
for that. She said, no, stop it. Stop, you're flattening my ass.
Oh, baby, but it feels too good. No means yes now.
Oh, man.
That's yeah, but there's a specific video I'm thinking of. It's like this girl, you know, like the silicone butt is like, you know, and then she's like literally taking her hands and just flipping it, you know.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've heard of it, yeah.
I'll look it up.
Híjole.
You'll look it up.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's gross. I don't understand too much of the implants and stuff. I see if breasts implants are great if they look normal.
Yeah.
Like why? I mean, everyone look at my big breasts. They're ugly as fuck. Look at them, but they're ugly. I mean, look at them.
They're big, but they're ugly.
They've got to have a certain amount of dip in them. You know what I mean? They got to have a natural dip that boobs have. Boobs aren't just sitting there like you know, I don't know, a high-rise building just hanging off your – you know what I mean? It's like they're not – I don't know. They're just
– they should fit your body structure too.
They should be a little all natural.
Yeah, they should hang a little, look a little nice, you know.
But there's the women that go out for these ones that are like literally as big as my stomach. Like these big – they're just so big. They're just like, look at me. But it,
Like, it
makes
why?
No sense.
Why?
When they bend their neck down, they touch their tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could probably put – you can probably lay them on their knees and like – and it's just like as big. I don't know. They're like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Somebody's into it. Somebody is.
Somebody.
Yeah. Somebody. Not me. I think there was a big thing when they first came out. People were really into it. But I think now people are going, yeah, it looks plastic. Looks fake. Nobody's into that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. How did we get started talking about breast implants?
I don't even know.
Kim Kardashian brings that shit.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. You guys, let's do some shout outs.
Okay.
Yeah. Who are we shouting out?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hmm? Sean, it's not all about you. Hmm? Do some shout outs.
Hey, so I just want to give a shout out to Caitlin McAtee, who was on the podcast last week. Super awesome chick, stand-up comedian. Go check her out her stuff. Go to her YouTube. On my YouTube, and I do have a YouTube, which I don't promote that much, but I do put some unedited stuff on there. There's a podcast that me and her started to do. It's about 30 minutes, and it got scrapped. But that's on there if you want to check it out. Unedited, that's on YouTube. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Sissy Jones. She is the voice of Delilah in the game Firewatch. If you guys are gamers, you know the voice, and you know that you fall in love with that voice when you're listening. She's going to be on the show next week, and I'm super pumped. And I had to let everyone know now because it's going to be freaking amazing. guys, shout somebody.
Shout out.
Right, I'll do some podcast shout outs.
I want to thank God.
Man, because he brought me Bob and Mindy, man. Now, I want to shout out. Let's see. Let me do a couple podcasts here. Off in the Weeds podcast. John on that podcast has been built a really good rapport with him, and I listen to his podcast. I'll say Courtney from the Quadcast for having me on a show recently. That was a good time. And I would like to find out what happened to Pure Orgasmic Love. Have they done a podcast recently? Pure Orgasmic Love?
Last time when they came on this show, I was They were just about, or actually Dragonfly, she was going to go on a vacation. I'm not sure if they came back, if they're on a hiatus for a little bit. She was going to be gone for like a month and a half. They should be back soon. I'm hoping so, because I really like their show.
Yeah, me too. So I'm going to give them a shout out just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Come back.
I'm going to give a shout out to the people that don't give a fuck like me.
Yes!
This one's for you guys.
Yeah.
This one's for you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to those that don't give a fuck.
Yeah. We like that.
Who you shout now?
Why are y'all looking at me?
Yeah, you're the only one.
I don't talk.
It's your turn.
Shout out. It's your turn. Shout out. Who you shout now?
Shout out.
Hey, Angie.
Hey, Angie.
There you go.
That's my sister.
Yay. Is she going to listen?
Yeah, she always listens.
Hey, Angie. I love your name. It's a very pretty name.
Yes. There you go.
Angela.
Angela.
Ooh. Angela.
Angie for short.
Just like that. Yeah. You got to say just like that.
Angie for short.
Yeah, I don't have anybody. I'm sorry.
That's somebody. Right. That is somebody.
Rob and Jason.
Oh, you know what? Let's give a shout out to our number one listener.
Tina.
You hear
Tina.
Her name all the time.
Tina.
She's been listening to us from the beginning
when
Bob and I started in 2012.
Yeah.
So, and she'll probably listen to this.
She actually is the number one listener.
Literally, she is. She is the first ever
She
listener.
Loves our shit.
So, whenever you hear her name, that's why.
Yeah.
Little insight.
There you go.
You guys been podcasting since 2012?
Bob and I did it.
And then we stopped.
And so it's been over a year now
since we brought it back.
It was kind of horrible.
What?
Is it on your feed? Are those episodes on your feed?
We used to be the Jason and Bob show. No, I don't have. I still have them on my computer.
Okay, you guys got to send me one of them so I can listen.
I will. I'll send you one of the beginning
classic.
Ones. Yeah.
It's classic.
They're classics, man.
They're classics.
I think Enos was back then.
Enos was invented.
He's
back
old school.
Then.
Enos is old school.
Speaking of Enos, I think I have a voicemail from him.
Oh, this guy, man. This guy's always following us around. He's jocking our shit, dude.
He claims he doesn't care, but
you
I think
should,
he cares.
You should hear the podcast, Enos Steals the Show. You should listen to that one. Go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
You'll get a little bit of insight on who that prick is.
He sounds like a prick.
He hates me for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I played your voicemail last week, and Caitlin had to know. She had to ask him a question because about some etiquettes, and I believe he answered. Let me see if I got two voicemails, and I don't want to play the wrong one. Well, if I do, then I'll stop it, but let's see.
What up, guys?
Okay, it's not that one. So I do have the real one. I'm going to play it right now. So, Caitlin, this is the answer to your question. You want to know some tea party etiquettes.
Yeah.
Etiquette kits.
That's my new segment. It's the remix.
All right, guys. I filled in enough space. I'm gonna actually play it. Here we go.
Hello, Sean. My name is Enos. You may have heard me occasionally on the Three Is
Comedy the first
podcast. Occasionally,
is that it?
Yeah, that's the first
show.
Okay. I guess I have to download it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I'll do that. We'll play that here in a little bit. So I didn't know
that was the first one. It wasn't me that called. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me. But you're guessing.
Yeah, how would you know?
Yeah, how would I know?
You know, because you listened to last week and it was on there.
Oh, that's right. I listened to last week and thank you.
Come on, Jason.
There you go. Thank you for helping me out there, John. Appreciate that.
So, you guys, I've been doing the Horrible Gamers podcast. We're almost at 100, episode 100, which is pretty big news.
Wow. And how long have you been doing it?
So, we do one a week, so it took slightly over 2 years. I think we've missed like three weeks out of the 2 years. But like, if you listen to our first episodes, geez, I mean, we start recording. The first ones didn't have any intros and stuff. Then we had a little intro song where we play it. It was all live. We'd play it. It sounded like shit, and then we'd start talking. And it was whenever we stopped talking is when the podcast, we didn't know anything about editing. We just put it out raw feed every time.
Yeah.
So gotta start
somewhere. You know what? That's what we did, too.
That's true.
Man, I listened to our first one ever. The one that we started last year. A lot of rambling. It was bad. It was a lot of improvement over just one year.
So you
got to
start somewhere. So.
Hey, Sean, did you know the average iPhone user unlocks their mobile phone 80 times a day? Did you know that?
You know, I probably go on Twitter 80 times a day, so I totally believe that.
Yeah, but they unlock their iPhone. Yeah.
Too much.
You don't have an iPhone, though. You're not an iPhone guy. Right?
No, I have a real phone.
Oh, see?
Oh!
There it is.
Wow.
That's hard. harsh.
Wow.
That's hurtful, man.
That is.
That hurts.
Hey, did you know that 92% of women say it's a huge turnoff when a guy wears silk boxers? Did you know that?
Yeah, did you know that?
Did you know that?
Silk boxers. Do you own silk boxers, Sean?
No, I had once and they were like, they felt disgusting.
It's a little weird. They kind of creep up the ass crack a little bit, right?
Not a good time.
They slide at the legs. I'm just not into them.
It's not a good time.
Boxers or briefs? Boxers. All right.
Or boxer briefs.
No, I don't like boxer briefs. Those feel weird. They always like jam up your like upper thighs and
yeah.
And it doesn't feel right. I do have a voicemail. I downloaded it.
Hey!
Nice. Here we go.
Hello, Sean. This is Enos again. Just listened to your podcast with your guest comedian Caitlin on the show. And first of all, Caitlin, I am not Jeff Foxworthy, and I take offense to that. He is not a real redneck, or whatever the hell he says. I just don't even listen to that kook. But anyway, you asked etiquette tips for a tea party. Well, I've never been to a tea party, but I have been to a tea bag party. All right, and there's some etiquette tips for you for a tea bag party. The first one is most important, is never use your teeth. All right, you never want to use your teeth at a tea bag party. The second tip I will give you is you got to make sure that if you're doing it, you're doing it in a warm room, all right? Because we all know what a nutsack looks like in a cold room. Other thing is, anybody who's participating in the teabag party, they have had to have gone to the gym at least an hour before the party starts. So those are your etiquette tips for a teabag party. Loved your show, man. I'm gonna keep listening, and I just unsubscribed to Priya's Comedy. Those guys just don't know what the fuck they're doing, pardon the language. Talk to you soon, Sean, and thanks for featuring my voicemail on your show.
See, what
harsh.
Awesome.
I wonder why though. Why do they need to go to the gym? Is it because maybe more flavor? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wonder. Like, the nuts need to be a little salty. I don't know.
It's because there's something wrong with that guy. That's why. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Tea bag party. That's what they do in Texas, apparently.
Wow.
I don't know. I should have had him on instead of you guys. That would have been a fun
That probably would have been better, yeah. He's much more entertaining.
Like an hour talking shit.
But if you get to know him, He'll rub you the wrong way, and then he'll probably start stealing your ideas from your show. That's what he does.
No.
He started another podcast with his friend Skeet.
And, Skeet.
Yeah. Yes. And they started, and he basically stole all our segments.
Yep.
And he says they're the number one podcast in
Texas. Yeah. When I doubt that.
It's called the Enos and Skeet
Show. I highly doubt that.
I never found it on iTunes. I think he's bullshitting us.
It probably has this like proximity reach limit where if you're outside of Texas, you can't download it.
Right, man. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's like a Walmart shopping cart. If you try to take it off the lot, it's going to stop.
Yes. Oh, you know, it's funny because I do clean parking lots. And like almost every parking lot now has those shopping carts. So when I clean the Foods Co. parking lot, when I'm pressure washing the sidewalk, at the very far end of the parking lot, there's all these carts that stopped. There's like five or six. They're just like there, like stopped. You can see like, hey, you see like little, you know, I got to wash the little rubber scratches on the ground because they try to still try to push them like,
It's not working though.
Flat spot the wheel. So you
just pressure washer them right off the curb.
Yeah.
It must suck though if you're like in a hurry, just like going, and then
you fly into the cart.
You would. Imagine somebody probably, you know, if we could think of it, it's happened somewhere. Someone's definitely broken the wrist from that.
Yeah, right. A little too fast there, bud.
You ever watch Jackass where you get in the shopping carts and they go as fast as they could into like a curb and go flying?
Yeah. It would be like that. Yeah, it would be similar to that.
Yeah. That would be like, they could play like Suicide or Chicken with where the line actually is.
There you go.
They move every time.
Oh, that'd be funny, man.
That's good.
That would be funny. So, you guys, I have a question. It's not really a question.
Well, okay.
It is a question.
I have a question, but it's not a question.
It's not a question.
I don't sentence very well. did you guys see that prank that those brothers did?
That'd be a good t-shirt. I don't sentence very well.
Yeah.
Be a good t-shirt.
For me, too.
Yeah. Well,
I told you, I love when you read stuff, Mickey.
I have a story for you.
She has something for you, too.
We'll save it.
We prepared.
No, yeah, we'll go right into it. But let me...
Let's see.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Do your thing first. Do your thing first.
You actually see when I drink on a podcast. Seriously, like I lose track of what I'm doing.
You don't even know what the hell's going on.
But do you guys see that prank they played a couple weeks ago with the brothers played on their sister who got their
Yes.
That was so fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't see this.
Bob didn't see it.
You did not see it.
Yeah, because he doesn't watch anything.
No,
I don't watch anything.
On Facebook. But,
yeah, but he didn't watch that, so he doesn't watch anything.
Do you go on Facebook?
People haven't seen one thing means I don't watch anything. What the hell's that?
Yeah, that's not right. Explain it. This girl went to the dentist,
yeah.
And her two brothers pranked her on the way out. She was all doped up, and they pranked her that there was a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, damn.
So they went through this whole thing and made fun of her.
They made
and
her
stuff.
Make choose which animal.
Yeah.
That she needed to take with her.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch this.
Dude, you have to watch it. It was her first time ever being put under local anesthetics. Is that how you say it?
Anesthesia. Yeah.
Anesthesia.
And
it was hilarious. Yeah, she's like they pull this prank out. Actually, I wonder if I could play this, because if I play it, you guys may not hear it very well, but it'll come up on the recording perfectly fine. I wonder if I could find a clip of this, like a little bit of it, because I was cracking up. But so like they record this like two Thursdays ago, and then by the next week, Ellen DeGeneres saw it and brought them on her show.
Right.
Which is pretty exciting. So I was looking on, I want these guys to come on the podcast. It would be hilarious. I was trying to look at them, but
cool.
What's weird about this?
Yeah, there's some conspiracy theorists thinking that it was staged a bit.
Well,
oh, really?
But you didn't see the part where she was mumbling the words, and I thought it's possible.
I'll tell you guys this. The reason I'm telling you this is because they ignored my tweets, so.
Damn.
I was looking, her brother like runs a YouTube channel where they put videos and stuff like that. And the sister, I forget her name, she has a very unique name, and I think it's awesome, but she actually has a podcast, an improv podcast.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
She does improv. That's what she
so
does.
So they're performers.
So there's a good chance.
So there's
that,
I'm not.
I thought it was possible.
But dude, it worked. It worked. Yeah. Yes. I think we're gonna have to come up with something.
I think
Bob's gonna get like an enema or something. We'll come up with something.
Yeah, enemas.
Whatever. Could be
enemas are fun for everybody except for the guy.
I'm the older guy. I'm going in for a prostate
exam. Yeah, it's your
turn,
man.
And then maybe we'll come up with something. We'll figure something out. And then we'll be on Ellen. And they'll be talking about my butthole.
Well, hopefully we get on Ellen. Otherwise, you did it for nothing.
yeah. Otherwise, it's just embarrassing.
I'm not taking away from any. This could be real or not. It seemed pretty real. I just thought it was funny connecting the dots, and it was so freaking hilarious. I'm gonna try to play. See if I could play a little bit of this.
If you aren't ready and write this out, we'll let you know.
The Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C. has issued a viral outbreak warning. State and local officials have reported cases of high fever, nausea, death, and even cannibalism. Stay in place until further notice.
Are there zombies? Police are coming or something? And
yeah, it's literally all over the news.
A garden hoe isn't what we want. We have guns. Why are you putting garden equipment
all right, I'll go get the guns.
In the car?
You're going to need to defend yourself. I can't be with you the whole time. Okay? Look, this is how you use it. Safety's right here. Pull this. Try it. I need you to see you do it, okay? You got to hold it up. If anything comes, hold the weapon. Hold it up.
Anything.
No, hold it up. Hold it up, okay? You got it? Okay? I'll be right back.
What is this supposed to do for me? Give me a knife! How am I supposed to defend myself?
Listen, we can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat! You idiot!
Okay.
No!
What do we do with the dog?
He's the worst! He's already dying! Just leave him!
Okay, I'll get the cat.
Baby.
Mom said we're leaving the dog.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, Dad said that since he's in Las Vegas, that he's close to Mexico and he wants us to meet him in Mexico. How good is your Spanish still from high school?
I can say pants.
That's so funny. But I watched him on Ellen. I watched that interview, and the dog, I guess, is like a pain in the ass, and she really doesn't really like that dog.
Yeah. So definitely choose the cat.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That was not great for audio, but I mean, most people I figure have seen it, so they just probably think it's funny. Yeah, Bob, watch it. You'll get a kick out of it. It's only
I'm gonna watch that shit, man. I'm gonna watch it.
It's like 3 minutes long, but I was like, damn, like, you know, a lot of people are gonna try to do stuff like this and try to pull it off. There's always the first person who can pull it off. It's always got awesome, and then everyone else tries to copy it and it doesn't work as well.
Right.
Have you seen the latest video I posted with the lady snowboarding down the hill and the grizzly bear was coming after her?
No.
What? Oh,
is that real?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Crazy.
Okay, I'll set you up. So she's on a snowboard. She's listening to music. She has music headphones on.
What was it,
a song, Brianna?
Oh, I don't know.
Work.
Oh, there it is.
Work. So she's singing that, right? And she's strapping up her boots or on the snowboard, and then she starts to take off. Well, when the... She's got those GoPros?
Yeah, she's holding a selfie stick thing.
I don't even think she was holding that. It was attached to her snowboard.
Either way,
they said.
But you can see her face and see behind her.
Yeah, and so when it pans, you could see this grizzly bear.
No!
Running after her.
But what's even crazier, you can actually hear the grizzly bear.
If you do it on your home computer.
Chasing her. He's going.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. And then she drops down a hill. And the grizzly bear stayed at the top.
He gave up.
Well, that's
good.
But he was within 10 feet.
Damn.
You have to check it out, dude.
Imagine if she fell. That would not be good.
You have to check it out. It's pretty crazy.
Work.
Yeah. Have you guys seen The Revenant?
No. I want to.
No.
Okay, you watched The Revenant, which I thought was a freaking A-plus movie, but you'll never think of bears the same way. When anybody says the word bear, your butthole is going to pucker. You'll be like, like everyone thinks like, if I'm attacked by a bear, if I'm attacked by a mountain lion, if I'm attacked by a cougar, I'm just going to run. I'm going to beat the shit out of it, and I'm going to run. Like, no, you're not. No. Have you been chased by a dog, a much smaller animal? It's frightening enough to be chased by this thing that could just...
demolish you.
Well, we went to Yosemite, and we were all freaked out.
Yeah, we didn't even see one bear, though.
Not one bear.
So you're freaked out just by the thought of a bear.
The thought of a bear. There was not one damn bear. Not even, I mean...
Because they tell you, you know, you lock your shit up at night.
Yep.
Don't put food in your car. Not one scrap. Not one thing in your tent. No. Not perfume. Not nothing that has a scent.
It'll find you. It will find you.
Not one bear.
Not one bear. We didn't see one damn bear.
I think most bears are minding their own business. They just want your food, but you know it's a wild animal. So I mean,
don't cross it. Don't cross it.
Definitely not. I watched another video with this girl who was on this, like, it was like a deck platform over this swamp area. I don't know, but it's railed on both sides. It's all wood, and you can see her filming in the back and like and kind of at a distance, and she sees a mountain lion running at her.
Oh my god!
And she's
really?
Like, oh my god! So she kind of backs up. And the mountain lion just ran, and it was like, the mountain lion was more scared than she was. The mountain lion ran into the side of it and was just trying to get past her. But I was like, it runs all the way up to her, past her, and I was like, holy shit. I wanted to donate that girl some new underwear, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
That is not a good time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So, Mindy!
Yes.
My favorite section of my podcast is going to be every week. Minnie's going to send me a story every week, and it's going to go on the podcast right here.
Yeah.
To go with something like this. How about you do this?
I don't know.
Let's sing a song. This is Mindy's segment to read stuff.
No, usually you'll have like a story time.
Oh, yeah, no, we made these fun little – you'll hear it this week. We made these fun little openers for thing when we tell a story, we call it story time, and it's this narrator. You have to hear it. I can send it to you.
It's classic.
You can play it before this,
it's classic.
And do it in post. But it's pretty funny. We have a good time with it.
So it's just like it's a sound clip to roll into the story section.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it starts out with this piano,
an intro.
And it'll go, "Oh yes, it's story time on Three's Comedy," and it's got this whole thing that doesn't make sense, and it's just stupid.
All right, guys, that's probably playing right now.
Three is Comedy, bringing you stories from around the world, classic stories like Jolly Rancher. Or a man uses a Jolly Rancher, I think it was strawberry flavor, to combat the smell of his girlfriend's nether regions. Yes, classic stories like those. So, sit by the fire, put some tobacco in your pipe, and enjoy story time.
All right. Man tries to trade kidnapped baby for 15 Big Macs. A three-month-old baby has been reunited with her parents after being kidnapped by a man at Riverfront Park in Little Rock, Arkansas. There are not many details on the man, how the man acquired the baby at the park. However, it's what he did with the baby after he kidnapped her that has the community shocked. According to employees at McDonald's, a heavyset man, 45-year-old Henry Osterman, entered the restaurant with a baby wrapped in a blanket. He seemed a bit nervous, and he told the employee at the cash register that he had the munchies. He ordered 15 Big Macs.
Whoa! That's a lot of Big Macs.
According to reports, when the... Yes, it is. According to the reports, when that cashier gave him his total, he handed over the baby to her. I looked at him and said, "What you think I'm going to do with that?" He told me.
Let me do that line. What you think you're going to do with that?
There you go.
What you think you're going to do with that? There you go. Right,
keep going. Keep going.
I'll read this.
Nah, okay.
You got to read the. I said, fool.
I said, he told me he didn't have any money, but I could take the baby. I said, fool, you need to get to back what? You know, I remember that again. You need to back the fuck up. Oh, here we go. Let me read that again.
All right. You need to back the fuck up.
You need to back the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. There it is. All right.
There you go. You got it.
We're making shit happen.
You got it.
Then that's when he threw the baby at
him. Oh, shit.
He threw the baby.
Like,
and ran behind cash register, grabbed every burger on the food warmer.
Fuck, he was hungry.
The white man was crazy. Hey,
that white man was crazy.
That white man
threw the baby. I said, you got to back the fuck up, white man. You fat ass.
Pretty sure that's how it went down.
Baby was crying. It was a poor little white baby.
Okay, so two other employees stepped into action and tackled the would-be Hamburglar. Unfortunately, the size of the man was too much for the employees to take down the kidnapper. That's when the eyewitness say a third employee, Todd Williams, clotheslined the man with a broom handle and took him down to the ground.
That was a big dude,
said Williams.
I grabbed the broom, swung at him real, real hard, and cracked that punk in the neck. He fell and hit his head on the floor, knocked him clean out. My aim's on fleek.
Really? That's what he said?
That's what he said.
His aim on fleek.
His aim is on fleek.
Wow. I told you my aim's on fleek, Bob. You don't believe me? Shit, I'll show you.
Police searched Osterman's 1972 cargo van that was parked in the McDonald's parking lot, where they discovered another infant strapped into
for the other, what, for Burger King maybe?
Maybe.
Roll up the
Burger. Oh, yeah, he goes.
Chick-fil-A.
Babies for burgers.
Damn.
I need 52 wings.
I like some wings for this baby.
I like to imagine the guy, like, saw the guy coming, and he looked at the other employees like, I got this. You know, licks his finger, checks the air, he makes sure the air flows right, just, bam, clothesline.
On fleek.
My aim's on
clothesline. Clothesline on fleek.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is. That's a great story.
That's
great.
Good story.
You know what sucks about this
Arkansas,
story?
Only in Arkansas.
That's Florida.
Why Big Macs? Big Mac is not the kind of burger you can save for later because they put all that secret sauce in the extra bun and it'll get all mushy.
We talked about the secret sauce.
At least go to In-N-Out or something.
Well, maybe he felt 15 was going to happen that day. Who knows? I mean, he was apparently a big man.
He was. He was actually.
Well, if he's willing to trade his kid for a freaking burger, of course he's going to be a fat ass.
Well, it wasn't even his kid. It was some kid from a trailer park.
If he's going to trade any kid for burgers, of course he can be a fat ass.
You know, I just don't have any money. They'll do it. They'll take a. Yeah, that's right. They'll take a kid for my burgers. Yeah.
I saw a video recently. This lady runs into a daycare with one of her children, I believe. And then as she runs in real quick, the car was running, someone jumps in her car and takes off with her other kid in the back seat.
Damn.
I believe the little girl, got free and jumped out of the moving car. She got scratched up pretty bad, but nothing super, you know, nothing happened, like, super fucked up. But But like, maybe that was, maybe he stole someone's car as a baby, and he's like, I'm hungry. Maybe someone will take
him. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, he needed a ride. She hopped in the car. There was already babies in it. That might happens. As well use them as exchange.
Well, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
It says they also recovered several firearms, knives, and neatly displayed collection of baby toys, bottles, and other baby-related items.
Oh, shit.
They also recovered several rolls of duct tape, rope, and 20 bottles of Benadryl.
Oh, shit. That's to silence those babies.
That is seriously, Mindy, that story
that's
creeping
big.
Me out right now. Yeah. That's
freaking
scary. I'm feeling a little awkward.
That makes for a movie that you go, can they show this in the theaters?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Well, you'll be relieved to know that he was taken into custody. He was charged with kidnapping, assault, theft, and child endangerment, and is currently being held on $800. That's very cheap.
$800 bucks
for $800.
He's going to get
$800.
Out. $800.
If you put it that amount on it, that's a lot of Big Macs, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so that's he's a smart man. $800 for two babies.
Yeah.
That's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of
that big... doesn't seem right. He has two babies. He threw a baby.
So now he has one baby.
He almost stole Big Macs. I mean, there's a lot going on here with this dude.
Yeah, too much.
He's got issues.
Too much.
I have a question for you.
Answer. Shoot.
It's been really bugging me, so I wanted to ask you. I've been thinking about it a lot. So if a hearse is transporting a dead body, can they travel in the carpool lane, you think? What do you think about that?
Look at his face. I love it.
You'd have to have, maybe if you can have the body up front with you.
Well, there you go.
Seat belted in.
Yeah. Just
propped up. Weekend at Bernie's style.
Yeah, that's
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah.
Pull up sunglasses, you know.
You know what? You think about that movie now. Like, could they get away with that? That's pretty dark, right?
Really dark.
Yeah, but in the 80s, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Like rigor mortis, like stiffness starts to kick in, stench kicks in. You know, I mean, how long did they have this dude? Like a week?
Remember they like tied stuff to his arm.
Wait a minute. It's in the title, Weekend. Weekend. So even after it's in the title.
How long do they have
them? Even after a weekend though, man, that guy's gotta be funky, dude.
I think they should make a third one.
They are. It's called 20 Years of Bernie.
20 Years of Bernie. Some bitch still dead but kicking. That brings me to this question, actually, and this is a good one. So what if you get scared half to death twice?
Oh.
You're done for.
Yeah, what happens
you're
then?
You're done for.
That's
deep.
That's blowing my mind right
that's
now.
Deep.
Unless they yeah, but if they don't happen at the same time, it'd be kind of like I lost half my money twice. So I lost half my I'm at $100. I lost 50. I'm at 50. Now I got 25. I'd just say he's closer to death.
Oh, there you go. That's
good. Oh,
okay.
Smart.
All right.
Smart guy. So you're left with 25%.
You know your math.
So it had to that's be good. It had to
No, yeah. If you get scared to death.
Yeah, that's a whole mathematical equation. You have to figure it out. I mean, how many times is, if you keep splitting it in half, how many halves is it going to be until you're actually dead? You know what I'm saying?
That's
just
true.
Just don't die. Just don't die.
Yeah. Don't get scared. Yeah.
There you
Bob,
go.
Bob gives a shit. Don't die.
See, I told
Bob
you, man.
Care, man.
I told you.
Care.
I'm out. That's it.
I got a story to go with that creepy story of yours. Here's another creepy story. This is from a friend of mine, Facebook friend of mine. He's mutual friends with a lot of friends I know. His name is Joseph Anthony Pitt. I was going to read this last week, but I totally forgot about it. But this is a story he sent me to the Horribly Awkward Facebook page. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
He says, the title of this is absolutely a true story.
Okay.
Okay. A couple of years ago, I lived in an apartment with my now ex-wife and my friend. One day I was at work and my ex-wife called me and said, I was watching TV and I felt like someone ran their hand over the back of my neck and squeezed. I told her to lock the doors and headed home immediately. She told me that she thought it was a ghost. So I walked around the apartment yelling, in quotes, you better not try that shit again, you dumb ghost.
You tell that
that's
ghost.
Good that'll work
you tell that
yeah. ghost yeah
that'll work.
When we went to bed that night, I was feeling I had the nagging feeling I couldn't shake. Right then I was about to fall asleep and I heard my bedroom door gently open. And I felt a sensation like someone sat at the end of my bed.
Oh, my God. I'm getting the chills, dude. Mm-hmm. I really am. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's creepy shit.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
He said he thought it was one of his dogs until he realized that they were in their kennel. I slowly reached over for my gun and softly said, "If you don't leave the house right now, I will fucking shoot you."
All right.
He's got some good lines, by the way. Those are some good lines.
Okay, when he did that, whatever he did, it stomped out of the room and slammed the bedroom door closed. He went around, checked all the doors and windows, and they were all locked from the inside. After about an hour of freaking out, we both went to sleep and woke up the next day, and all of the blankets, sheets, and pillowcases had been removed from where they were as they were sleeping on them and shoved in a closet. And shoved inside the closet, and the closet was shut.
What? Damn. How does that happen?
Who knows?
I don't know. He said things like this went on for 3 years, but nothing is weird as that one night, he just said. But, like, can you imagine if you woke up and your, like, pillows, sheets were off, the cases you were sleeping on?
That would be a trip, dude. I'd get the hell out of there.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's a true story?
Well, I'm kind of suspicious about any story that starts with, "This is absolutely a true story."
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
this is not like a random person sent me this. I kind of know him. He's, you know, friends with a lot of mutual friends. I saw Jason was looking around to hear that noise. You probably heard because
I did.
There's kids in the apartment. My roommate has a girlfriend, and the kids are here. I saw you looking around like,
"Oh no!" I was like, "Was it an art? Is it because this is, you know, we got this condenser, so it picks up everything."
Get out now!
Like, who's somebody in our house?
Is it our dogs?
You just hear somebody talking. It's not.
I like that. So that's like real life. Like there's real stuff happening.
That's yeah, cool.
That's crazy
for sure.
So my question is, if something like this happened to you guys. It's hard for me not to be skeptical either. Even though I know Joseph, it's hard. It's like when anybody says, like, what are all the variables in this situation? Was there wind that traveled through the house? Do you sleepwalk? Were you on Ambien? Did you do cocaine or anything the night before? Were you drinking?
Yeah.
But let's say this happened to you guys. Every circumstance, every variable in the story was like, this is what happened. That story happened the way that he said it. Would you guys ever feel safe ever again in your life?
Not in that house.
No, you can't really say that because even in this house that we live in, we have the solar light that comes on at weird times.
That's different. That's extreme.
Imagine somebody sitting on the foot of your bed. True.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, if I felt somebody or
they grabbed your hands,
you're in your bed in the dark, and you hear like the edge of the mattress kind of go, and then you feel the pressure like kind of by your feet, like.
Now look,
I
feel safe.
If the ghost gave me a hand job at night, I would be okay.
I would be like,
all right, this is a cool place to live.
You wouldn't call the Ghostbusters.
Oh, dude, they've had that movie. Oh, Bill Cosby, Ghost Dad.
One of the worst movies ever, I think.
Then that might be creepy.
There was more to that story, I guess.
Yeah, maybe there was.
He was doing some more stuff.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're sleepy. Your tea tastes a little different.
Yeah, then
you know,
story of Ghost Dad.
Yeah,
that was that. I told anybody who wants to send me like cool stories. Hopefully, yeah. Interesting. Send them to my Horribly Awkward on Facebook. You know, on Twitter. I'd rather say Twitter because 140 characters, very easy to get through.
Yeah, that's true. It's good for podcasting.
You just get to the point of plot points of the story.
Yeah, lots of creepy shit. I didn't know this podcast was going to go this direction. So let's see what I got. I do have a couple of would you rathers.
Okay.
Hey.
I should make sure nobody, because I sent out a thing on Facebook. I'm hoping nobody sent any more. Looks like we are.
What the
freak was that?
What happened? I wasn't looking. Did she get scared?
She sneezed.
Oh, was that a sneeze?
That's freaking like an alarm.
Ooh, I thought when you guys were trying to scare her, like, you know, at random, just going, "Whoa!" Like,
that was a sneeze.
You gotta have some mind control power.
Wow.
My sneezes are the same way. I just go,
epic.
That's scary.
Epic. When they're coming and they don't come, I'm like, oh dude, I got blue balls. It's like It just doesn't come out. It's like, you're like, come on. And then you try to induce a sneeze. You're like, come on, come on, come on. Come on, sneeze. Oh, you want it. You want it so bad.
I took my own nose.
So sorry. That was unexpected.
But all right.
Here's some would you rathers. One is from Joseph Anthony Pitt. Same guy I left us the story. His says, would you rather be marooned on an island with Donald Trump or be forced to live naked with Hillary Clinton in a jail cell for life?
Oh, no. Donald Trump.
Marooned on an island, I think. Yeah, at least you're on an island.
Well, but you got to look at it this way. I mean, she is Hillary Clinton, but she is a woman.
Oh,
you know,
that.
And one woman, the rest. You know what I mean? It's like at least.
But you're confined into a prison.
I'd rather fuck a clam. You know, like
some might call her a clam.
I'd rather have a whole island
for a clam
where you can wander.
That's true. You could find a chimpanzee.
Yeah, just tell Donald to stay over there. Like, yeah,
yeah.
Island.
Well, Donald, if you're with Donald, he probably could. He'd have enough money they'd want to find him. Well, maybe they wouldn't.
So you're saying because she's a woman, then...
Well, yeah, I would hang with Hillary naked. Why not?
Well, Trump's got a dick, so...
Well, then for you, that's good.
All right.
I'm rocking Hillary.
There's our answer.
I mean, she's older than me. She's going to die before me. You know what I mean?
Donald Trump has money. No one says what he brought with him to this island.
That's true. But Hillary has money too. Enough.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
But you're still stuck in prison. What's she gonna do? How are you gonna?
You just get, you have get great anything? Conversation. You talk about Bill and how her relationship with him. You know, that's a week, and then after that week, you start. You know, she looks a little different to you now, and suddenly you're fondling her breast, her left breast, because it hangs a little lower.
Oh, geez.
You know, I mean, it leads to
island.
And then eventually,
island.
Y'all are making out.
You say suddenly as if you wake up and it was in your hand already. Like, oh, wait, what is this?
What are you doing?
I got to plug the Mac in. It's dying here.
Oh, so yeah. That might
plug
be
the Mac in. Is that what they call it nowadays with Hillary?
Yeah. Plug the Mac in. That's what she called it when she saw it.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's Mac.
That's what she said.
And she said, I would trade two babies for that Big Mac. That's what she said to me.
I'm going with Donald Trump because I would love to be on an island anyways. And jail cell sucks, man. I couldn't imagine being stuck in – I really get claustrophobic.
Yeah, forget that.
That's true. That would suck, yeah. Just for the sake of the island, that's true. To be on an island.
You already made your choice.
I did. I made my bed.
I think he'd be an interesting person to pick his brain.
You think so?
Yep.
No, it wouldn't. No, that is incorrect.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever.
Here's another one from Jeremy Shepard. He put, would you rather wear the same outfit for life or have dial-up internet?
Oh, God. I'll take dial-up internet.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'd wear
the same outfit.
No. Screw that, dude. There's no way I'm going back to dial-up.
You can wash your outfit. You can wash it.
It can be stylish.
No, it's going to fall apart at some point.
No, dial-up is
you can
hell.
Wait. Just be patient. It's good for the. It's good
I can't
for the
upload the podcast anymore. I mean, podcasting's done with dial-up internet. It's done.
I'd rock the same outfit.
Yeah, I'm going same outfit.
You have to pick something. You'd have to really think ahead when you pick this outfit because it couldn't be of anything of current times. Because 30 years from now, we're still wearing the same band T-shirt or something. It's just gonna look ridiculous.
Levi's.
It could just be basic.
Yeah, for a guy, for a dude, it's jeans.
Yeah,
and a
jeans
t-shirt.
And a T-shirt.
You say Levi's and a T-shirt.
That never
goes
out of style.
Be all right.
You got to get the cardboard Levi's though, the ones that are really stiff, so they'll last. You know what I mean?
I am not going to dial-up internet. No way.
No. Hell no. That's torture.
All right.
Just hearing that sound.
Whatever.
Here's our dial-up internet section. We go. I go like this. Hey, Jay, no. Hey, Jason. You got to wait 3 minutes to reply. Hey, Jason, how you feeling today?
I'm doing really good. How are you, Sean?
That wasn't even 3 minutes.
Pretty good.
It's like
on the podcast.
It's those on-the-scene reporters that wait for it. Yeah. Just that sound is not worth it.
You could fit a truck in between those pauses.
I know. Then how am I going to look at like nudie pictures? They're just like,
yeah.
I see your eyes. I see your nose. I see your mouth.
You're already done by the time it shows up.
And then you
up.
Get disconnected.
You're already done by the time the vagina shows up.
Dude, do you guys remember when, like, if somebody picked up the phone when you were on the internet, yeah, just disconnected?
Just yell at them.
Piss me off.
I'm on the internet.
Piss me off.
I forgot about that till right now.
Yeah. So, we talked about that one time. And, like, you're on the – and then, or if someone calls in and you don't expect them to call and you're on the internet and they call in and it interrupts it. Because even if they calls in, it would interrupt it.
Or you just couldn't take calls. Your phone would be useless.
Really, it's like having the fax on. Remember that when you'd have the fax on? And if somebody called it, they'd get the fax sound?
Yeah.
That's freaking crazy.
I think that still exists.
The good old days.
Hey, I got made fun of recently because I still have AOL.
And
it says, you've got mail.
Yeah,
I have AOL still, too.
Yeah, but they
got left.
Well, we should have been made fun of because for 2 years it was free. Wait. We still paid.
You guys ready? Hold up.
You've got mail.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
And that's me actually opening up my AOL browser. That wasn't like a sound effect.
It still hasn't changed.
Yeah, but we actually paid because AOL used to cost $10.99 a month. We paid that amount 2 years after all there was free services for mail.
Like everywhere Google. You went, you got that free AOL CD with like that many free.
And we still,
No matter where you went, like, yeah, everyone's handing them out.
One day I woke up, I was like, Mindy, why are we paying for internet?
I'm like, service? I don't really know.
And so she called AOL and said, oh, yeah, we can give it to you for free.
Wow.
All right.
Give us our 2 years of money back.
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Check this out, guys. This will make you go, what?
Mm-hmm.
My mom and my grandma still pay for AOL.
What? They don't get anything extra for it.
My grandma, she likes the layout. I don't know. you know, the layout has like all the news and stuff right there, and it's easy and simple. I've told her for years.
It's
like,
the same.
It's the same.
It's 20 something a month now.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, no thanks.
I was trying to I love my grandma more than anything.
I
was trying to explain to her how that's not your internet. She thought that was her internet, so if she didn't have that, she didn't have internet. I was like, no, you're paying Comcast for your internet. That's a browser that's like having Chrome or any of that stuff you get for free. That's what you're paying for it because they're still letting people pay for it. Why stop them if they still want to pay for it?
Yeah, right. They're smart. They're not dumb.
Yeah. I love you, Grandma. my grandma's my biggest fan.
Hey.
Does she listen?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Sometimes my aunt would check them out.
Unless she can get it on AOL, then.
I would hope my grandma doesn't listen to ours. Yeah.
I
would get a lot of prayer, I think.
You guys, this show isn't that bad. What are you talking about?
Well, but for my grandma, she'd be like, oh, my God, he just said
we
balls.
We need to say a prayer.
Is that what your grandma sounds like? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Because she's from the valley. Oh, my God. Did he just say balls?
Oh, my God.
Like, test these? I got one more from Miss Normie Late, who Mindy said to give her, hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward. This is Normie. She says... Normie. Would you rather listen to Barney's cleanup song for the rest of your life or 99 bottles of beer on the wall forever?
I love you. You love me. That's not it, right?
I don't know the cleanup song.
I don't know. I don't know cleanup song.
Okay.
I always mix them up, though.
We're a big happy family.
Yeah, but then I always mix up that with Give a Dog a Bone. So I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
Are you guys ready?
With a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give a dog a bone. This old man.
Why are we singing this?
Rolling home.
That was awesome, though. I do have it. Here it is. I pulled it up on YouTube. I'm going to play it right now.
Nice.
Hit it.
There it is.
Sounds bad.
I'm starting to like him. It's growing on me.
So what are the options again?
Another 99 bottles of beer.
I think it's anything with Barney.
At least there's something to do in 99
Barney's happy.
Bottles of beer. You got something
to
exercise your brain, you know?
That's true. You'll never...
99
bottles of beer. Take one down.
Wait, how's it going?
You take one down, pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer. Take one down, you pass it around, 97 bottles of beer.
You're going to go to one?
You're going to go all the way to one.
You better start with a much higher number. You're going to be cycling through the same numbers very quick.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll choose the Barney song.
Yeah, Barney. It seems catchy.
Yeah.
I'll go with Barney.
Clean up, clean up,
Either way, you probably...
Either way, it's bad.
Either way, you're not going to make it through a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're like, I'm not cleaning. Stop telling me what to do. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Or you'll clean a lot.
Or you'll clean a lot. That's the best tweaker song out there. Yeah. Yeah. Just play that in a room with a bunch of tweakers, and your room will be cleaned up in 5 seconds.
There you go. Barney song it is.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so either way, Normie, both those, and I mean, that's a great Would You Rather, because they both were terrifyingly horrible.
Bad.
And I don't want to do either, any of them. All right, guys. Let's see. We're at about hour 17. I got some rapid fire questions, which I usually try to spit these out quick, have you guys answer quickly. But okay. Since there's a bunch.
Well, we'll just go in order. We'll go. It'll go Bob, me, and Mindy. Ah. And we'll just hit them out there. We won't spend too much time on it, even if it sounds stupid.
Okay.
All right. That's let's see. We'll all right, you guys. I won't even go through all of them. I'm just going to go through some of them. Okay. Actually, I better put the timer. Timer always makes it funner, so let's do that.
Timer.
Let's do it. It's going to take. We're going to pass that. That timer is going to run out, though. You know that, right?
Yeah. No, I could set it any length I want, so I'll set it for 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
No, I'm just joking.
Wait, damn.
I ain't got enough shit to say
we'll be,
in 30 minutes.
We'll be fine.
It makes it feel more tense. It's like it puts a mood behind it.
Yes.
Like that. No.
Oh, there we go.
Uh-oh. Okay, which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
In-N-Out.
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
That was one thing you would change about yourself if you could.
My eyesight.
My speech.
My, I would change.
I'm perfect.
I really
damn. Come on, Jason.
My career. Yeah.
First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast.
Awesome.
Sean.
Funny.
Would you, if you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Don't get married.
Invest in Google.
Yeah. Get a career. Go to college.
What is your all-time favorite movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Yeah. Garden State.
How come you're less?
I don't know. You're just too fast.
That's right.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Christina Milian.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Build a 3-topping pizza. Go.
Sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms.
Barbecue chicken, pineapple, onions.
I'm going to go tomato, peppercini, and mushrooms.
It's a zombie apocalypse. You can only bring one weapon. What do you bring?
A spork.
A spork.
A blowtorch.
I'm going to bring a shovel. I'm going to bring a shovel.
All right, you just won the lottery. What are the first three things you buy?
Oh.
Oh, God, my beach house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beach house, my parents' house, and my brother's house.
Yeah, probably set my parents up too.
Yeah, I'd pay off this house, buy a beach house, and then I'd buy a brand new drum set.
I love how no one's ever bought me anything. So if you legitly saw... You guys were at the beach, hanging out at your beach house. All three of you guys, you know, Bob, whenever you guys are recording now at the beach house, you guys were out on the beach. You saw a freaking mermaid, a real mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys tell anybody? Or would you think that everyone thought you were crazy? You didn't have time to take a picture. It got away. She jumped back in the water off the cliff, got away. Mm-hmm. Would you guys tell people?
Absolutely,
yeah.
I would.
Hell yeah.
I'd tell
people. Great story.
Hell yeah, I would.
If you guys ever tell me you saw a mermaid, I'm saying you guys are fucking dumb. I don't want to.
Hell yeah, I'd talk about it right away on the podcast.
Immediately.
Be on the podcast. I saw a mermaid the other day. You wouldn't believe it.
Sure. All right. How the frick do I stop this thing? Okay, I'll have one more question for you guys. Which of the four Ninja Turtles are you?
Michelangelo.
I have no clue.
I don't know them, so I don't know. I'm the middle one.
What?
I'm the one on the
There's
left.
There's four of them.
I'm the one that wears a red scarf.
I'm the one on the
red scarf. Who the hell wears scarves?
I'm the one with the green headband. I don't know.
Wow. There's no. Wait. How old are you, Jason?
I'm 41.
And you don't know anything about the Ninja Turtles?
I really don't.
You're
yeah.
slightly
yeah.
too old.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so okay. this is what's funny. Okay, Bob doesn't listen to podcasts. He listens to a lot of music. But he also watches a lot of movies. He knows a lot about the superhero stuff. I know nothing about that shit. I know nothing
about
gaming.
We are not geeks at all.
Zero.
Geek no stuff, gaming.
Yeah,
no
geek stuff is way over my head.
Yeah. So when you talk about that, you're going to interest Bob and you're going to lose us.
No, not games. Bob,
but when you talk about stupid food stuff.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
We're engaged.
Everybody loves food. Like Scott and Josh from the Gaming Outsider were on that week and they're like, this is like, I'm sure everyone loves their food. I'm like, everybody loves food. Why not talk about it?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what I thought was funny is like you guys were talking about Batman versus Superman, right?
Yeah,
and then you had Jason had no idea that there was a Man versus Man of Steel movie.
No.
Oh
no
yeah.
No idea.
That's good.
Like, that's like how the movie starts, like in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was lost.
Yeah, they had no idea.
I think I've seen maybe in the Batman series.
Didn't we ask you? We're like, why did that happen
in the beginning? Yeah.
Did you? I don't remember. It was a while.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. Like, no, I've seen maybe two of the Batman movies total. I saw The Dark Knight with that's one with Heath Ledger in it, right?
Yes, that's the one I started with. That was freaking amazing, right?
Yeah, that's probably one of the best ones.
And then way back when Michael Keaton was in him, I saw that one with Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
The very first one,
yeah.
Batman.
But that's it. That's all I've seen. I don't want to talk shit. I'm trying to be quiet because I'm not into that stuff. I think people geek out over it way too much. But that's my opinion.
You shouldn't
all right.
say that.
You want to let's. Everyone geeks out over shit. It's fun to geek out over shit. Think of sports fans, man. Sports fans geek out over sports.
They do. They do. I don't geek out as much as they do. Even them, I'm more medium. I do like sports. I'm a hockey fan. If you ask me something, I'll know a little bit because I listen to sports radio. I haven't been listening to sports radio in a while. But I've kind of given up on it, to be honest.
They do.
But I'm not a geek like that. I guess
ask him anything about sports and music, and this one will probably know. But
yeah,
if
music,
you ask
probably.
Him about movies,
well, music gear,
and games, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I
ask
don't.
This one, he would know.
Yeah,
ask me. I don't.
Why
know
do you keep saying like game?
I don't
like
games.
He doesn't listen. None of us are gamers. None of us in this room are gamers.
I don't know
you guys.
Anything.
Now I know that fact. This podcast is definitely not going to air. Matter of fact, I forgot to push record. That's
shit.
Oh,
can't take that back.
Damn.
No, we are not gamers. I've never been. Never. And I know Bob isn't. Mindy isn't for sure. I do know a lot of gamers, though. I do have a lot of friends that are gamers.
I still own the original Atari.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I became a gamer late in my life. It was more of a distraction from shit I was trying to... trying to deal with. I became like my new addiction to from a cruddy addiction, which kind of the way an addict works is they gotta it's hard to not replace one addiction with another one, so you gotta choose a sort of positive one. I'm not saying gaming's positive, but it positively brought me back to the light.
Amen to
well
that.
I'm an addict. I mean, I've luckily only been addicted to like music, and I'm pretty addicted to the podcasting right now. It's something that I'm really addicted to, and I focus a lot on it, a lot
That's
more
great,
than
great, dude. That, it shows. It definitely shows. I'm telling you, when I listen, it's hard to see what somebody from the outside really sees when they listen to your podcast. Like I can listen to my I record it, I put it out. Then when I'm at work Monday, I usually listen to it and make sure I didn't overlay something wrong on accident. Just make sure there's no mess ups. And I learned from the stuff I do or don't do.
Absolutely.
Or what could I do differently, right?
Yeah, that's what we do too. Both Mindy and I do that.
Then I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Bob, I don't give a shit. He's like,
hey, when does it come out? I don't fucking know.
Well, that's today? Damn.
Bob's like, I do this podcast I don't give a shit about. But, if I were you, I just wouldn't check it out. I mean, but I'm supposed to tell everyone, so.
Yeah, listen.
I'm looking at Bob in a whole new way now. Every time I listen to your guys' podcast, all I'm going to think is you're sitting there like in the room just like looking at the walls, looking at the map, like, tracing the states, United States with his finger.
I know where every country is.
That's why when we play those games, I say they're cheating because they're looking at that.
Yeah, there we do have
to. You can't see it anyways. You can't see nothing on there.
Whatever.
See, Bob faces. See, if you could see where we're at, like, it's hard to tell. But I'm over here in this corner. Bob's back there.
And
Mindy's over here on a couch. So we actually don't face this direction. Normally, I switched everything here so we could all sit here.
Yeah.
It's a very scenic direction.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love the feel of people podcasting in a room. You guys can tell. You guys are all friends. You guys flow. Like I say, you have three different personalities that really, really work together very well.
I appreciate that.
You. Well, maybe you should come up sometime.
Yeah, you drop on down to take the 3-hour drive down and
Lancaster. I get social anxiety. I'd be afraid, but you know what? That's definitely an option.
You do?
Mindy does.
See,
too,
I was like freaked
out. She was
out.
A little nervous before this.
I get nervous. You should see the first podcast. I was really nervous. Now I'm like, I've learned to disconnect myself from people. I'm just looking at a screen, you know, it's
there you go.
See?
Look at her.
What? See?
Well, see?
I'm like, it's different, isn't it? When you're in a room, I'm with these two.
Yeah, she trusts us.
I trust him. And when we're talking amongst each other, even though I know technically it's being broadcast.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel more comfortable than say we're on here with a stranger. You.
Yeah.
Sean.
I'm a stranger, yep.
Yeah. But, we're friends now.
But we do We do, but we do bring people into our strangers we've never met, comedians. They'll come in and they'll be on our podcast. We met them, but briefly. We don't know them well.
There's still something about it being your own turf, too.
And it's on your own turf, yeah. And they're on your mics, and you're controlling everything.
I get fidgety. I went to a party last night. There was a rodeo over here in Fresno, but after they had this big party, hundreds of people, I felt uncomfortable. Drank a little too much. I'm glad I'm not hungover today. I drank a bunch of water. I was like, I got home. First thing I did was drink as much water as I could.
That's good.
Anything else you guys want to talk about?
We can wrap it up here
in a couple minutes.
No, yeah, we just you know, you guys can check us out on.
Not yet. Can't do that yet.
Time out.
He said time.
Whoa. Time out. Oh. He said shut up, Jason.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're just saying you can't wrap it up yet. You're wrapping it up.
You're wrapping up.
Well, you said if there anything else wanted to talk about. No, maybe. What are you doing?
Putting
shit in my face.
I like being an asshole because I can over Skype. So.
Well, good. Yeah, I appreciate it. I have another one more thing. Something that's been plaguing me lately.
What's that?
In the word scent, S C E N T, is the S or the C silent? Which one's silent? The S or the T? The C. I'm confused. Scent. It's that. That's. If someone can answer that, I can end this podcast.
That's a deep question.
They're both in there. Like, it's not like
scent. Which one's
scent?
Which one's silent? I don't know.
Anyway. I have both in there. Because you got two separate words if you go S-E-N-T or C-E-N-T.
Yeah.
It's like two different words, but you mash them together. So it's more like...
It's a combination.
It's a mashup.
It's a mashup.
It's a collaboration. It's like a hip-hop collaboration in the 90s.
Yeah.
It is. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like Aerosmith and Run DMC, you know?
Yeah.
Walk this way. There it is.
Walk this way.
She told me to.
There you go.
All right, so as I so rudely interrupted you guys, actually Jason specifically. before we go, I want to tell you a little story, and we'll wrap it up in a couple of seconds. But here's what happened to me on Friday. You guys, I'm a grown-up. I do have big boy pants.
Good. Hey.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for compliment.
Yeah, nice pants.
I've never really been in the position where something was wrong medically and I need to go to a doctor. Like, I haven't had too many issues where I had to go. So I cut my finger like down to the bone like 3 weeks ago. As you can probably see.
Yikes.
It's a little.
Yeah.
I cut it pretty deep. So it's still kind of puffy, slightly sore. So on Friday, I was like, so I don't know these things, guys. I don't know much about these appointment things and stuff. I didn't know there was a difference between urgent care and the ER room. So I'm at my grandma's house. I have very low insurance. I got some of the Obamacare stuff. Well, it's not Obamacare, but it's very, very low. I have Kaiser. It's very low. Uh-huh. But so I was at my grandma's house, like, and it started getting in my head. I'm like, my fingers are still a little swollen. Is there something wrong? And I was like, I think my hand hurts. Maybe my arm hurts too. Is it spreading? Is there an infection? Was that knife like super dirty? Am I gonna lose my finger? And my grandma's like, you know, I was asking her like, what do I do? Do I just go to the ER? And then she told me where the ER was at. So I went to the ER,
mm-hmm.
like an idiot. So
yeah.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
My health insurance covers zero of any of that.
Oh wow.
No.
So you don't have any health insurance then.
That was probably 10,000.
All I know is I went in there. They brought me in the hallway. The doctor came out. I just sat in a chair, and he like looked at it. I said, "Well, it doesn't look like it's not abscess. It's not super red. It doesn't look like it's blah blah. You should have went to your normal doctor." I'm like, I don't know. I never dealt with these situations. I just did first thing I thought I was supposed to do.
Huh.
So I was leaving, and it cost me $250 just for them to tell me to go home.
Damn.
Oh my god.
And I don't know. I'm so afraid that I'm going to get a bill coming here pretty soon, even though they did absolutely nothing, that I'm going to get this bill that's going to fuck me up. I'm going to have to pay cash for it.
Yeah, you might.
You might.
Yikes.
You might.
I got into a motorcycle accident once and the ambulance ride was $2,000.
But
luckily I had insurance.
How much was your surgery on your hand?
Oh, he didn't have surgery.
No, but you did.
Oh, my surgery was like $80,000.
$80,000. If we didn't have insurance,
oh yeah,
we'd be fucked.
Yeah, we would be fucked.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, you guys. They did nothing. They said I went into the hallway and the doctor basically said, "Quit being a pussy and go home."
Nice.
Isn't that nice words. When they tell you that?
Man up.
I'm so afraid that like I'm just gonna get this bill. The $250. See, I didn't know. I asked my grandma about it. I was like, how does this work? And she was telling me I had to pay my copay. So that's what I thought. She didn't really know. She didn't know how to answer the question. I just jumped to conclusions. Like, I'm going to lose my fucking hand.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just don't check your mail.
Yeah, just don't check your mail. Move. How about you move?
There you go.
Just move.
Run from the bill.
Don't listen
Run.
To him. It'll follow
yeah,
you.
Just move.
Run from the bill.
Yeah, I'd move.
No. I'm going to have to call him. I'm going to get the billing and have to call and explain that. I don't know how this works. I'm so.
It probably was only $250. If they didn't do anything, then it's probably that's all you're going to have to pay. That's my guess. But
I'm hoping.
Yep. Well, let us know. Keep us updated. Yeah. And the listeners.
And the listeners. Yeah, this story will continue.
Great story.
All right, Mindy. Can you say to be continued, Mindy?
To be continued.
Ooh. Thank you.
That was nice.
Now it's like this is, you know, I guess feel it.
Now I'm warmed up. I should say your friend's thing again.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't warmed up, and I had the social anxiety thing.
Nope, that's part of the improv. There's going to be music behind you. It's all going to sound fun. You were laughing. It's good.
Well, and part of it is about being awkward, too.
True. Horribly awkward.
Yeah. You say, perfect. Hey, Normie, give me a super professional.
No, super professional.
No. It's got to sound like, what? Yeah.
Super Professional! That's my new podcast name, Super Professional Podcast.
There you go.
Yeah. You down with SPP?
Yep.
You know me.
You down with other people's people?
OP,
are you a swinger?
Other people's people?
That's what it
she
is.
Likes OP. She likes old peepees.
Old peepees.
Older people's
you
penises.
You got it.
All right, guys. Let's get to the wrap-up show. There's only one thing left to do.
Oh, God.
What's that?
What do we got to do?
Oh, no.
Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son.
All right. We are Three is Comedy. You can find us on Stitcher or iTunes, soon to be Google Play. We're waiting until they get the mobile set up. I don't think they've done that yet, but we'll be on there as well. You can get us on Twitter. It's just at Three is Comedy. Facebook, Three is Comedy. Everything's Three is Comedy.
Yep.
And Instagram, also Three is Comedy.
Everywhere.
Yep. So that's it. That's all. You know, listen to us.
Facebook?
Check us out. Facebook, I said it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Everywhere.
So we're everywhere. Yeah. It's really easy. Three is Comedy.
And what we both work on is, not work on, but what we both work for is those iTunes reviews, guys.
Yes, that's true. That is true. By the way, you should check yours. There's a new one on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Check it. It's probably from that prick.
Yeah.
It's
from a very nice guy. Very nice guy from a podcast.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing, though. I definitely know it's not Bob because he doesn't give a shit. Title.
You're
I don't
good.
Give a shit.
You're good.
One star.
One star? No, I told you five
Title.
Stars.
I don't give a shit. And then in the body, it's just dot, dot, dot.
Negative always, five stars.
Right? Reviews are reviews. Reviews are reviews.
Yeah. Check out your new review, dude.
Bro?
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. So you guys know, Horribly Awkward is a part of the BS Podcast Network, so you can find me on there, along with a bunch of other cool shows at bspodcastnetwork.com. Check out The Social Dozen. That's the other podcast I do once a month with 12 other awesome people. It's a mixed mash of people randomly selected every month. Really cool idea. Always something different. You can find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast, or you can find me on my personal account, which is at @theycallmeiams. Iams is spelled just like the dog food, and that's also... I'm glad that laugh. That laugh like set me off. What was that?
Nice.
Iams.
Glad. I got some chuckles. That's also my gaming platform if you guys want to play some games or add me to anything, consoles or PC. They call me Iams and all. I do have that voicemail number, which is 510-600-3475. You can leave me a message like Enos did.
Yes.
And my other podcast.
We won't be playing games with you, by the way. Just want you to know. We just want to throw that in there.
I thought he already figured that out.
We won't be gaming with you.
He already figured that out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Bob doesn't give a shit about
games. Zero shits given.
And the Horrible Gamers podcast is the other podcast that I do weekly. And next week will be our 100th episode. You can tune in live if you want on allgames.com/live at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're doing a live show, and it's our 100th episode. So, you know, anybody who makes it to 100 is like, it's a big deal because it takes a lot of dedication to get a podcast out.
It really does.
Yep. It really does.
So Stitcher reviews, thumbs up for both of our shows. I'm talking about me and 3S Comedy, Horribly Awkward and 3S Comedy.
Thank you.
And there's going to be a mashup podcast coming soon called Horribly 3S Comedy.
Nice. Horribly 4S Comedy.
All that stuff. So you guys, I need to know what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
That you're an amazing host.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Yeah.
And I can just be okay.
You have a very decorative room.
Yeah, you don't make your bed. I learned that too. Yeah.
We don't either.
We don't.
You're gonna get out and then make it. Unless you get right back in later on. Unless you have company over. I mean, who are you gonna try to impress? You're just gonna rip the fucking sheets off the next day, anyways.
Amen, brother.
That's true.
I'm with you on that. Yeah,
preach. Yeah.
I like to know what these are behind it.
The Star Wars. You got Star Wars, yeah, and then
little,
zombies,
the
and then there's something else. I don't know what that is. Ninja Turtles or something. I don't know. Those? You mean those little things?
The little guys.
What are those?
Wow, that's great.
Those little dolls. Are they dolls?
They're Funko Pops. They're little collectibles. Like I got Game of Thrones ones, some video game ones, a bunch of stuff. They're really neat looking, and I didn't want to collect them because of my addictive personality, but somebody bought me my first two, and I was like,
here we go.
I'm in. Yep, here we go. It started.
There it is.
You guys, I want to say thank you for coming on. This is super awesome.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And one day, dude, I got to make it down there and feel all uncomfortable with you guys in person.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We'll get you sauced up.
Well, you'll love it. You'll have fun, dude. We have a good time, man. We really do. It's fun.
It's like one day, you guys are going to feel something at the edge of your bed. It's going to be me. I'm here to do the podcast.
No. I'm here to do the – oh, shit. Well,
Then I'll scurry out the door and close it real quick.
Oh, that's great. God. Way to tie that back in. Good job.
As Gidget would say, peace out, brud. What?
Brussels sprouts.
There it is.
Wow.
Yes. Perfect.
Brussels sprouts.
That's Mindy.
Peace out. Peace
Brussels sprouts.
Peace out.
That was perfect.
Peace out.
Mindy, why did you bring these two guys? They look sick. Are they infected with some kind of virus? They look like zombies.
Yes.
Don't laugh at them. You brought them. Are they zombies?
We're sick and you're laughing at us.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That is not cool at all.
I do like being a zombie.
I'm not good at this. I'm just going to tell you right now.
You brought them.
I didn't bring them. They brought me.
Oh, that's true. We did. We wanted to show you the next female zombie because there's only right now we're the first two zombies on the planet.
That's true.
It hasn't fully hit us yet, so we can hold full conversations. But we need a mate. You know, we need a mate. So
why not?
Why
not get your wife?
Brought a chick.
I'm just here.
Well, she is your wife, so yeah. That's the best mate for you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So. Right.
I didn't realize that zombies talk so much. I mean, you guys are like,
we're in the early stages.
Yeah, you don't know a lot about zombies. That's why you brought us on, so that we could share what it means to be a zombie. So, I mean, if you want to learn, then we'll share with you.
We just got freshly bit like 5 minutes ago.
It's all happening right now.
Yes.
But we're the first two on the planet.
This is the transformation. You're watching it right now.
And Mindy's volunteering to be a zombie.
Yeah.
Make this happen. Let's make this happen. Don't bite me though.
No, we can't.
You're way over there. We can't get you.
That's far. That's really far.
But we might come for you though.
We might.
Or possibly.
We might. Yeah, I know you live in Fresno.
We're not that far
from there. So, but I'm starting to get to a point where I don't know how to drive anymore. It's weird. So I might have to take
But zombies walk fast. Once we get to that level, we'll be like super fast walkers.
So we'll be getting there pretty quick.
But anyway,
we knew we got bit, right? So we created this little campaign to see if there was anybody that wanted to volunteer to be zombies.
That's actually why Mindy
wrote in, and so we chose Mindy to be our lady zombie. We're gonna meet myself and Mindy. Bob's gonna be like the third wheel.
I'm gonna go find some other.
Yeah, he'll just hang out. He'll videotape.
Zombie virus must just mean you talk a lot. It must be just like speed or cocaine.
Yeah. There's so much.
Now you know.
Right. See, that's what I thought too. So we became zombies, and then we're like watching the Walking Dead so that we can prepare. But we're like, this isn't anything like what we're like.
It's new to us. Yeah. We don't know what we're doing yet.
Maybe they're wrong.
All right. Shut the hell up, guys.
Wait a minute. That's zombiness.
Yeah. No. I'm done with this.
We're really coming for you.
Yeah, now I'm upset.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I just, like, you're talking my ear off. Like, for real, do I have to become a zombie too? Just so this does not annoy me? I mean,
yes.
That might benefit you.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah.
Especially with these two.
Well, how do I do that? How do we do that over Skype? I mean, I don't have any zombies in my neighborhood.
You have to wait for us to come for you.
Yeah, or write an email. Just write an email, and then we'll reply. And then we'll when we send you the reply email, now you're a zombie.
That's probably not going to work.
So right now, you guys just got the ZIV.
Right here, like 10 minutes ago. Yep.
It happened.
Yeah, I've got a wart on my back starting to grow. It's really weird. I don't know if that's the zombie or if that's just from like my family. I don't know what. It could be anything.
It's genes, bro.
It just could be anything. Yeah.
That's not a wart. That's just your Peter, man. That's
a Peter on my back. That could be useful.
That's weird.
Yes,
zombie
could be useful. I could. That's two sides.
All right, guys. This is awkwardly annoying.
Aren't zombies supposed to be annoying?
I mean, nobody likes zombies. Shit.
Well, I mean, look, you're lucky you got zombies on your podcast right now.
Right? You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta shut this down and move forward. We're gonna be here all day talking to these cocaine fueled zombies.
Thank you.
That's right.
Please do.
It's actually heroin.
Must have been something in the drugs.